But right now we welcome in George from Community Connections, joining us this morning to talk about the mentoring program.
That's right. This is Mentoring Month, and we're excited to be promoting our mentoring program that we have for children from kindergarten through seventh grade. And so, anybody out there who's thought about being a mentor, time to think a little bit harder.
Now, George, we've had you on the program, of course, many times before. We know that you serve as the tobacco coordinator for Community Connections, but you mentioned on the program, you mentioned to me off air a minute ago, mentioned on the program now for folks that are unaware, you also serve in the assistant role to Angela at the mentoring program as well for Community Connections.
Yes, but let's clarify just a bit here. It's tobacco-free Lincoln County.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I am an assistant in the mentoring program. I also coordinate the impact team, which is part of our mentoring program. It's for fifth and sixth grade students, and we conduct that by Zoom once a week. And we go over lessons and do activities, videos, and different things. We have a lot of fun, as well as the children learning things such as bullying prevention, how to make rational decisions, how to set and work toward goals, and things like that.
So things that will benefit individuals not only for the near future, but for the rest of their lives.
Well, we think so, and we certainly hope so.
Obviously, that's the goal, that's the hope. And tell us about your involvement with the mentoring program. Have you been involved with the mentoring program before your official role with Community Connections?
I have been involved in teammates mentoring, and then when I started working for Community Connections later on, there was a period of time when I wasn't a mentor, and then I got involved as a mentor for Community Connections. And just to clarify, teammates is a really good program, and they are school-based, so they I'm not exactly sure what they're doing during the pandemic, but typically the mentors meet at the school, and they are mostly working with high school students, so some a little younger as well, middle school, so forth. The Community Connections program works primarily with younger students from kindergarten to seventh grade, and it is a community-based program. In addition to our group activities, our mentors can do activities individually with their students around town, rec center, outdoor sports activities, and so forth.
And there's a lot of individuals throughout the community that serve as wonderful mentors. When I think about the mentoring program, I think of Ryan Purdy, the president of Mid Plains Community College. He's been a great advocate for the program and a great example of you can find the time to be a mentor, and it's not always a huge commitment of time and talent and treasure, as we've talked before with Angela and with yourself too. Sometimes it's just as simple as having the little ones tag along with you to run errands, go to the grocery store maybe.
Yes, that is correct. And we do have to take extra precautions now that we have the pandemic. However, I went with a boy I mentor last Saturday, and we took my dog on a walk. We are in restrictions regarding traveling in a vehicle and close contact right now, but hopefully that'll all change soon. But there are still some things we can do, and we did that, and had a lot of fun, and it was a good experience. So use your imagination. The main idea is that you show interest in a child, that you set a proper example, a role model, and it can be a lot of fun. You're supposed to spend like an hour a week with the child.
So what are some of the other things that you do as a mentor, George? You mentioned you are a mentor yourself, and you use the example of walking the dog, something that you need to do anyway, and something that you can just have some good conversation with the mentee while you're doing. But what other activities do you enjoy personally as somebody that serves as a mentor?
Well, played kickball with the boy along with some of his cousins and friends over at the apartment complex where he lives, and that was really a fun experience. And we've done some art activities. We made a rocket together, and then we had a group activity setting off our rockets, and that was pretty fun. So And as I mentioned, the group activities, Angela organizes group activities when we get together in the all as a group, and one of those was the rocket launching. And we've done different art activities as well as service projects. Help plant some trees for the city parks department, and made some cards to send to military people for the holidays, and you know, number of variety of activities.
Yeah, there's a lot of different activities out there, and Angela does a great job in organizing different events that folks are going to be able to participate in, and that a lot of mentor-mentee combinations will be able to partake in personally as well.
Yeah, that is correct. And so you don't have to think up everything on your own, and of course Angela always has some great ideas if you're not sure what to do. As far as matching an adult with a child, that is a process that involves interviewing the adult, interviewing the child and his or her parents, and trying to get a good match of personalities and interests.
Sure.
And also, there's always a background check conducted on every adult who wants to be a mentor. And our adults have to be at least 18 years old in order to be mentors. And you should be able to commit to a year, so you don't just start out and then drop out right away.
Yeah, that year commitment's kind of the minimal. And I think when folks think about the mentoring program, one of the misconceptions is, my gosh, it's going to take a lot of time, it's going to take a lot of my money, and that's not true. Like you talked about, George, sometimes it's as simple as walking the dog or playing a little bit of kickball.
Right. Very little money involved, and not really all that much time either. And we do have free passes to the North Platte Recreation Center for those involved in our mentoring program, as well as the Children's Museum, and sometimes we have some passes to the bowling alley and different things. So there is quite a bit of support from the program.
Oh, yeah. The community does a great job at supporting the program, like you had mentioned. And it's a lot of fun, I can imagine, for the individual that's the mentor as well. I'm sure the time just flies on by. You mentioned the game of kickball for you personally was something that you enjoyed.
It was. And, you know, these children really, really appreciate their mentors. Really makes you feel good.
Yeah, I can imagine. And it shows, too, that somebody cares.
And that is really, really important to a child. And it's not always that you know exactly the right thing to say, or, you're verbally teaching a lot of things. It's mainly showing that you care, setting a right example. And when the mentor wants to talk, tell you about things, that you listen and that you appreciate, and just that listening ear can make a lot of difference too.
Yeah, it's not easy growing up, we all know that, and it's not easy in today's world either by any means, so just having an adult that cares, that listens, that understands can make the world of a difference for some of these youth, like we've come to learn. You mentioned January is Mentoring Month, so tell us, what kind of individuals are you looking for to serve as mentors for Community Connections?
Well, mostly individuals that they care about children and have a little bit of time, as I mentioned, doesn't require a lot of time, and are willing to do it just because they know it will enrich a child's life as well as enriching their own lives. People of variety of interest and personalities. But as long as you have those basic personalities of a good character, pass a background check, and the patience and the kindness and appreciation for youth. And do remember that children nowadays have a lot of different challenges that we do, but in a lot of ways they're just like we were, same needs, and perhaps even a greater need nowadays for adult mentors to be in the lives of these children.
I know there is a waiting list sometimes for mentors to sign up. There's often more mentees than mentors. Is that still the case off of what you had heard last?
Yes, usually there are more children waiting than there are adults who are ready to step into that role. So I mean, there's always a need.
Absolutely, and makes a big difference, too, locally, makes a big difference for these children's lives, and how have you had personally?
Oh, let's see, I've had, I think, four, unless I'm forgetting someone.
So tell us about the relationship that you've had with that individual after they've graduated from the mentoring program.
Well, it depends on the individual. In one case, the person moved out of town and kind of lost track. There's another one that I had, and we don't necessarily get together and do things, but I do see him now and then. We're still friends. I ask him what he's doing, and it's a good thing. It's something that kind of lasts, so. Yeah, I think it's something that you have those memories, those experiences, and whether you stay in close contact or not, there still should be some contact and that kind of continued appreciation as you go through life.
Absolutely, and I think there's a lot with this, too, that you don't necessarily realize the impact you're making while you're serving as that mentor, but it's a lifelong, lasting impact, and that some of these things stick with the mentee for their entire life, including into the adult life.
Well, and if you think about all the people that have been in your life, everybody has an influence on you, and sometimes even if you don't really remember a lot of the things that you did or remember a lot about the person, there's still that influence that that carries and impacts your life.
So if folks are interested in maybe signing up for the mentoring program, how can they learn more and potentially sign up?
Well, you can go to our website, communityconnectionslc.org, and you can learn about mentoring as well as our other programs. You can also call 696-0975.
And how is the Community Connections office handling things as we continue to battle the COVID-19 pandemic? Is the office still open? Are folks encouraged to call ahead of time, or are walk-ins welcome?
People do need to call in ahead of time and make arrangements. So we are still practicing some pretty strong precautions. We are working in the office, but do call ahead of time, and that works the very best.
Call ahead of time, and then I know the social media is extremely active as well for Community Connections. I'm sure folks can get some communication in on that as well.
Right, you can go to Facebook or our website, as I say, and learn a little bit more about the program and see some pictures of some of the activities even before you make that phone call. Again, it's www.communityconnectionslc.org. Stands for Community Connections Lincoln County. And then on Facebook, we're Community Connections Mentoring. You can see us as well.
And while we have you in the studio here real quick before we wrap up, we will say we are 13 days into the new calendar year. If you're not doing too well with that New Year's resolution, maybe if it was specifically involving the kick a bad habit involving tobacco, we will mention that there are resources here in Lincoln County to help you kick that bad habit here if that was a New Year's resolution of yours that you need some help with here in the new calendar year.
That's right. And if you're thinking about ways to have a smoke-free home, even if you're not ready to quit smoking yourself, smoke-free vehicle, some of those things, we're there to help provide resources. And also that number, 1-800-QUIT-NOW, is available anytime people decide that they want to pursue quitting tobacco.
Well, George, we do appreciate the time. Kind of covered a wide variety of topics, but you're a jack of all trades over at Community Connection, so we appreciate all the work that you and your colleagues do here for our community and in helping the youth and keeping everybody safe here throughout the community.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate you and helping us get the word out.